shove down our throat because of society. How you gonna fight back, man? You gonna fight back? You gonna retaliate? I was talking to a girlfriend of mine that I hadn't seen in a long time, named Shirley. She said, guess what I saw? She said, girl, tears just came to my eyes. I said, what? I was in Mars Brothers. I just saw walking at Mars Brothers. I saw police was putting two old people in the paddy wagon. You know what? For stealing. Mm-hmm. At a drugstore. Do you know what they were stealing? Vitamins.
Really?
And lots of stuff that they need, like deodorant. What's the, I guess, she said it had, she said it was vitamins, deodorant. You know, stuff that you use for your personal hygiene on one hand, you know? You hear this couple, husband and wife, mind you. Old people, man. Why? Why? Money. And they were pushed to that point. You know, they know they're doing wrong. A lot of times, we all know that we're doing wrong by stealing. But sometimes the situation just doesn't prevail otherwise, man. In Miami, some years ago, the mama jumped up and left some kids. The oldest boy, I think, was 14 or 15 years old. Okay? The mother left, I think it was about 6 or 7 kids. The boy stole chicken to feed his brothers and sisters. And they slapped a hell of a turn. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I could be wrong again, but I look at what motivated that child to do that. Now, the child for number one, he'll probably get caught. But the first thing was his mind, I got to feed my sisters and brothers. They're hungry. And I can thank God, okay, I happen to be fortunate, okay? But I can imagine, just to hear your little sister, your little brother, hey, I'm hungry. And they cry, I want to eat. Now, can you imagine what that'll do to you?
I'd do the same thing, yeah.
All right, you do the same thing. Okay, now, the same thing applies to that, you know? Some of these people push their point. Hey, man. I give you an example on my job. This Cuban fella was fired, okay? Mm-hmm. He had a good paying job. He bought this fine home way out in River Grove. Nice home. Fine car and everything. Everything is smooth. No problems, no hassles. Okay, he was framed. Okay, the boss man fired him. Okay? The man was desperate, on the verge of losing his home, his car, losing everything. Okay? At the time he came to the office, he was up against the wall, man. He was out trying to find a job, no jobs. He was against the wall, and he told me, you know, he was telling his family, he said, I'll kill him. I'll kill him. See, and that's the first thing that comes to a person's mind when all of a sudden all this is taken away from you. Okay? Then he goes and kills this man. No, he didn't kill him, you know. I tried talking to him. He goes and shoots this man, you know. Boom, they give him the electric chair. Because he took a life. Sure, all well and good, hey. No, don't take a life. But what prompted the man? You see, anybody can be pushed. Anybody. And when you push to that point,